is Catherine Redding. I am standing for the Narrabri Shire local elections on the 4th of December 2021. I am a returning standing councillor. I have been on council now for 13 years. Out of those 13 years, I have been mayor for four, deputy mayor for four, and the remainder as a councillor. I have a really good understanding of how local government works, the governance of a organisation such as this. My values have really not changed since I first stood. What I'm looking for is progress within the Shire to complete the establishment of our Northern New South Wales inland port, which will add growth, jobs. Education is important to me as an original founder of the Country University Centre, Northwest, which is up and established both in Narrabri and Moree. Youth is important. We now have the establishment of a youth council within the Shire. One of our local NGO agencies, Narrabri District Neighbourhood Centre, have opened and established a youth centre. I'd like to continue to pursue trying to get a PCYC within the Narrabri Shire to further assist our youth. My main aim, I think, would be to look at job creation, retaining our youth within the Shire so they don't have to go away, and just building a future for them.
Yeah, good morning. This is Rowan Barham. I'm running in the Narrabri Shire election. We've created a group called Community First, and what we want to do is to make sure that we can put the community first as the main priority. So we've got five key platforms, key policies that we want to work to. And the first one really is to reduce the waste and reinvest those waste in the community. So, for example, if we're comparing Moree and Narrabri to similar sorts of shires, then what we absolutely know is that the cost of employment and the fairly indifferent management that goes on in Narrabri Shire results in a much larger cost of employment, and that relates to workers' compensation in particular. So what we want to do is we want to stop the waste. There's been 40 people have left the Shire or being sacked or left the Shire in the main office in the last 2 years. And, you know, that is, in our view, directly related to how poorly the councillors are actually managing the Shire, and they're essentially not overseeing what's needed. So the waste is very, very strong. There'd be at least $600,000 in additional premiums for employment in Narrabri Shire, and that's absolute fact. $672,000 if you use the same rate of workers' compensation insurance. There's eight people working in human relations in the Shire building, so that's shows the lack of efficiency that goes on. So the second platform is to improve efficiency and to invest those savings again in the community. And above all, I guess, we want councillors who have a common sense approach and are prepared to be accountable and they're prepared to be transparent, and that isn't the case at the moment. So we really want to reshape the council's interaction with the community and have genuine consultation operating all of the time. We need a council that the community can go to and receive fair and honest answers all of the time.
And we certainly don't have that. And that really relates to the fact that the councillors are just not controlling and not managing the council itself. So poor leadership is one of the biggest issues. And I guess our fifth major policy is to halve council's CO2 by 50% by 2030, and to commit to be carbon neutral by 2025, and that is really for two reasons. One, of course, is we have to follow the lead of the government, state government,
and we want to make sure that our shire is leading that charge, and we need to fully reassess the energy costs in the shire and reduce our energy costs as we reduce costs. So that's just another major cost saving that we can attend to by having renewable energy powering the council's operation. And that can be achieved certainly by 2030. So there are five major policies that we have, and I'll just run through them very quickly again. It's reduce the waste, increase efficiency, common sense, accountability, transparency. We want to reshape council interaction with communities through genuine consultation, and we want to halve council CO2 50% by 2030. They're all doable things. It just takes a really strong and effective council. So Community First has grouped itself. They're Group B, and we invite people who want a common sense council to vote for us, number one.
Hi, everyone. My name is Marianne McDonald. I moved to Narrabri in 1997. I met the love of my life in 1999, a local-born, raised Narrabri boy. I would like to see new businesses and new communities established in Narrabri Shire. I see the empty businesses in our main street pre-COVID and wonder why. Narrabri Shire is one of the most wealthiest and productive agricultural districts, so why are new opportunities and new businesses not encouraged to support and establish here in the Shire? We have many opportunities here in the Shire with mining, gas, inland rail and community colleges, yet our young people are choosing to leave our district. If elected, I would like to see a better infrastructure, new industries created and sustained around agriculture, roads, rails and one of the Shire's biggest scorecards, tourism. Vote 1, Marianne McDonald on the 4th of December, Narrabri Shire. Thank you.
Hi all, this is Ronald Tully. I'll be running in the Narrabri Shire Council elections on December 4th. I lived in Weewar just shy of 18 years now, and I think the next few years are quite important for our shire with agriculture, tourism and the resource industry. So looking to give Narrabri and the surrounds a local focus voice. So, yeah, I hope I can count on your vote.
My name's Crystal Dwyer. I'm currently running in the local Narrabri Shire election. I am a candidate from Boggabri. My husband and I and our three children, we moved to the region about 4 years ago and have really loved the opportunities and the growth that we've seen within the community. I really want to run for council to be able to be an advocate for everyone, not just Narrabri, not just Boggabri, for the whole entire Shire. So I currently work in real estate and I meet a lot of people coming into town as well as locals. And what I'm hearing generally from the locals is that people in smaller towns are being forgotten. They can see everything that is currently happening within the Shire and they just really want to be part of that. And I want to help that happen. I want to help grow towns. So my vision for the whole Shire is not to see just growth in the mining industry, but to make sure that this whole Shire is economically sustainable if any one major industry player was to leave. We really need to make sure that we have a good foundation and to be able to grow the community, not just within these big players. So, yeah, that's really what I'm focused on, because we need to be able to create good education, good health, good services, make the future better for our children.
My name is Greg Lamont. I'm part of a team that is standing for the Narrabri Shire Council elections. Our theme is back to the basics. We stand for truth, transparency and efficiency. And the team consists of Rob Browning. He's a local farming contractor. Bill Phillips, who is a seed grader and cleaner in four shires in our area. John Carrigan, he's a water driller and been a cotton farmer. And Carol Armstrong is a bus driver and local business person. We're all business persons. We're all ratepayers and residents and are concerned about what's going on at Narrabri Shire Council. I was approached because of my background in local government over many years, and I happen to be lucky enough to work in the four councils at Narrabri. And so these community members are always put off by the complexities of local government. So they're wanting someone to work with them to help. So we formed this group, and our aim is to improve the level of consultation It's been appalling with things such as the Narrabri Main Street upgrade and other things going on in the area. Council's always out there pushing themselves as the wonderful operators of things, but behind the scenes looms these inefficiencies and the failure to properly consult with people. They're going and making decisions without talking to the affected stakeholders. So that's how we came about. Narrabri has done some good things, though, and we want to build on that. There's a major issue looming with the inland rails in the wrong route, and the community are up in arms about that. We support the new route that they've identified, which is going to save the federal government extra $150 million. But inland rail and local members at the federal level haven't seemed to listen to the community, and that's another issue that we need to address. Planning has been pretty poor with the planning department, that is, looking after smaller developers. They've been concentrating on the bigger town. Trying to get a shed built is just absolutely crazy and getting it approved. Roads haven't been addressed in accordance with the asset management plans. There's no official road strategy, and the group are really concerned about that because they hear the voices of the farmers out there that use the roads. So we've been building on that. And so we formed a group where we want people to vote for us as Group A, one above the line, and that will help us get our five people on council. So we need five in order to make a difference with the numbers. And so that's what we're endeavouring to do, and we're wanting people to support us. Small projects such as curb and guttering around town and gaps in the main street that the older ladies and gentlemen and young mums of friends, that's all the community and the business sector were trying to get the council to do, but they didn't listen to them. And it's a real tragedy. For a $6.5 million project, they couldn't even put in refuges and safety measures for older people and younger people to cross the main street. It's this sort of stuff that really annoys us. So we formed the group, and we believe there's a better way to address and assist the community, opening up the public forum at the council meetings rather than making it as tricky as it currently is, and working with the farmers on fixing the roads by going out to them and sitting down and having meetings and trying to work up strategies and levels of service to enable them to get to town. The Pilliga Road is a major problem, and it needs proper gravelling and brought up to an all-weather date. And so there's many, many examples. We want to get in there and see what's going on and hopefully make a big difference for the community in that direction. Thanks, Cam.
Yeah, good morning. This is Rowan Boehm. I'm running in the Narrabri Shire election. We've created a group called Community First, and what we want to do is to make sure that we can put the community first as the main priority. So we've got five key platforms, key policies that we want to work to. And the first one really is to reduce the waste and reinvest those waste in the community. So, for example, if we're comparing Moree and Narrabri to similar sorts of shires, then what we absolutely know is that the cost of employment and the fairly indifferent management that goes on in Narrabri Shire results in a much larger cost of employment, and that relates to workers' compensation in particular. So what we want to do is we want to stop the waste. There's been 40 people have left the Shire or being sacked or left the Shire in the main office in the last 2 years. And you know, that is, in our view, directly related to how poorly the councillors are actually managing the Shire, and they're essentially not overseeing what's needed. So the waste is very, very strong. There'd be at least $600,000 in additional premiums for employment in Narrabri Shire, and that's absolute fact, $672,000 if you use the same rate of workers' compensation insurance. There's eight people working in human relations in the Shire building, so that shows the lack of efficiency that goes on. So the second platform is to improve efficiency and to invest those savings again in the community. And above all, I guess we want councillors who have
a common sense approach. They're prepared to be accountable and they're prepared to be transparent, and that isn't the case at the moment. So we really want to reshape the council's interaction with the community and have genuine consultation operating all of the time. We need a council that the community can go to and receive fair and honest answers all of the time.
And we certainly don't have that. And that really relates to the fact that the council is just not controlling and not managing the council itself. So poor leadership is one of the biggest issues. And I guess our fifth major policy is to halve council's CO2 by 50% by 2030 and to commit to be carbon neutral by 2025. And that is really for two reasons. One, of course, is we have to follow the lead of the government, state government, and we want to make sure that our shire is leading that charge. And we need to fully reassess the energy costs in the shire and reduce our energy costs as we reduce costs. So that's just another major cost saving that we can attend to by having renewable energy powering the council's operation. And that can be achieved certainly by 2030. So there are five major policies that we have, and I'll just run through them very quickly again. It's reduce the waste, increase efficiency, common sense, accountability, transparency. We want to reshape council interaction with communities through genuine consultation, and we want to halve council's CO2 50% by 2030. They're all doable things. It just takes a really strong and effective council. So Community First has grouped itself, they're Group B, and we invite people who want a common sense council to vote for us, number one.